the Eile told us Yitzchok. Then Avram hoiled us Yitzchok. Says the Chasam Sofer, there's a raya from the fact that Yitzchok had toilodos. That's good for a raya that Avram hoiled us Yitzchok. We know that the Leitzoni Ador were saying Me Avimelech Nesavra Sora, that the MS Yitzchok is not the son of Avram. But says the Chasam Sofer, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that min haroi al pi teva, it was roi that a mamzer, if a zivug that's not min haroi, it shouldn't be able to have hemshich l'doiris. Nor oylem ki min havei noyig. But the emesis min haroi, it should be that a mamzer shouldn't be able to have teilodis. No, Yitzchok and Rivka were both an okar v'akara. It wasn't oylem ki min havei noyig. The emes, according to the taina of the Leitzoni Ador, that it's me'avimelech nesavra sora, so Yitzchok is a mamzer, and it's not min haroi that he should have children. Elamai, oylem ki min havei noyig, that mamzerim have children also. Aber Yitzchok is an akara. Yitzchok and Rivka was akar v'akara, al piteva they shouldn't have had. And b'chol zesh they had, is a rai, he's not a mamzer. So ve'eila toilus Yitzchok ben Avram, the fact that Yitzchok ben Avram has toilodos, is a rai that taka Avram hoilus Yitzchok. That's the Chasam Sofer's pshat. There's another pshat from the Bas Ayin. The Bas Ayin says that the Leitzoni Ador was saying, me'avimelech nesavra soro, because they were tiny, Avram Avinu is chesed. And Yitzchok, they understood that his midah is gvura. And it's not mestaber. It was mestaber that chesed should be moilid chesed. It's more mestaber that Yitzchok, whose gvura, comes from Avimelech. Because they felt that, fakeret, it's not that every av makes a new anhoga. It's a hemshech of the anhoga. The chesed brings on more chesed. What happens now? Yitzchok has children. Yitzchok has a Yaakov and an Esav. Sai, two different kinds. You see that the children is lav dafka, the hemshech of what the father is. So the Eila told us to Yitzchok ben Avram from the fact that Yitzchok has Sai and Esav and Sai and Yaakov. It could make sense that Avram hoiled us Yitzchok. It's not a pircha anymore that Avram gives birth to Yitzchok. Now the emesis anyways of Tel Aviv, like Sonny Adar, we're coming to say, Me'avimelech Nesavra Sara. So Rashi brings, L'chein, Yotzar Klaster Ponim Shel Yitzchok Kamei Avram. The Klaster Ponim of Yitzchok was like Avram. So everyone should know that Yitzchok is Avram's son. So the Achronim asked, the emesis, two kashas. First of all, there's a chazal that if an Isha, even if she's with someone else, the person who she's thinking about, it could come out that the children look like that. So maybe that's why Yitzchok looks like Avram. Mitzat Soriz Machshava. And also, we know that Chazal say that Avram and Loit look similar. Ki Anoshim Achim Anachnu. Avram looks like Loit. Loit is Soriz's brother. He's supposed to be Yivdoik Ba'achel. It's very misabre that the child looks like his uncle Loit, who looks like Avram. So what's the raya? That Me'avimelech Kineged Me'avimelech Nesavra Soro, maybe it's not true. Lo'oilom, the pshat is that Taka Me'avimelech. The reason Yitzchok looks like Avram, supposedly, again, it's because of Soro's Machshava, or alternatively, because it looks like light. So I saw once a pshat, Amorei DeGazach. Avram, when he gave birth to Yitzchok, Yitzchok did not look like Avram. But then the Leitzoni Hador were being Maran and Acharea and saying that it's Me'avimelech. Hashem made a nes, a shinoi teva. It was nishtana the teva that Loit looks, that Yitzchok looks like Avram. And that's the Avram hoiledes Yitzchok. Now it says, Eila Tolis, and Rashi says, who are the toildois? Yaakov, the Esav, Amur, and the Parsha. Yaakov and Esav are the toildois. And the Emes, this is the big yesoid. Zeh sefer toildois ha'odom. Every person has toildois. Every person has his life story. And in a person's life story, the emes, there's Yaakov and there's Esav. In every yid, there's that battle. And you have to learn out the nekudas from Yaakov and fakert, not from Esav. The erste zach is, in Gashmias, the Svarim explain, Yaakov Avinu says, Yesh li koil. He has an attitude of, I have everything already. I'm a stopik b'muad. I don't need anything more. Yesh li koil. And Esav punkfakert. Esav says, Yeshli Roiv. Yeshli Roiv meaning he has Yeshli Moneh, he's even Roitz a Messiah. A total different attitude. Yaakov, and that's why he's Bako Mikol Koil, Yeshli Koil, I already have everything I need. Lo'umase in Ruchnias is punkfakert. Esav is Gematria Shalom, 376. In Ruchnias Feker, Esav thinks already, Gor Tzadik, he's already holding by Ma'ashmanes HaMelech V'Sateven, he's holding Ma'amash Grois Madreges, Etzot Mitzvahs. And Yaakov is a lotion of Ekev, of a heel. He feels that the Koshin he just started is Avodas Hashem. The avoid of a person is Mitzarechon, and the Ruchnias, to be Margish and feel that he's just at the beginning, he's just at the heel. And for the Gabi the Gash means to say, I already have what everything I need. And that's the Mamish the Hepech Mikotza Latotza Yaakov from Esav. Yaakov is Tcheles, his Tzitzis is Tcheles. Tcheles is, you see the Tachlis, you see the Olam Haba, you see what's going to be at the end. The blue. And you know, at the spectrum of colors, it goes all the way from red to blue. That's the Metzias. From Lovan comes, from the white, comes out all the colors. The blue is all the way at one end, that's all the way at the end. And Yaakov is Tcheles, the Tachlis, he sees at the end. Esav, Mina Odoi Ma Odoi Mazeh. He wants it now. He wants the red and he wants it right now. The red is right now there at the beginning. Avadat at the beginning. Be'emes it was Adoshim. Adoshim, after you cook them, are brown. When they're raw, they're red. Halitaini No. Give it to me now. No is when it's half cooked. He wants it red. He wants it now. He doesn't want to wait. We don't want to wait. He doesn't want to wait. Yeah? That's that Mahal. So Eilas, Toilos, Yaakov and Esav, it's this avoida of the two different attitudes. Esav also says, another thing to learn out, Ki Oye Fanoichi, Amoyudiki Yisoid, Oye Fanoichi. Everyone has fatigue. I call this, it's selective fatigue. Everyone's tired sometimes. You really much of yourself star, right? And you're from Atert. But it's all relative if you have koiches. So something exciting for you, even if you're ready after a 36 hours without sleeping. Over episode. Oyef Anoichi. When it comes to Anoichi Shem Alikecha, oh, then he's tired. That's Esav Ayefus. His Ayefus is Klafi the Anoichi. Right? We say in the Alchet, Alchet, Shechaton Alfanecha, Ba'oinus. What's the Ba'oinus of a Rotzen? What's Ba'oinus? Ba'oinus was Ba'oinus. Say Alchet on Rotzen. Teres says, no, it's Alchet, Shechaton Alfanecha, Ba'oinus. There's an Alchet. People say, yeah, I'm an Oinus. Oyef Anoichi. Yeah, this is Mezid Gomer. It's just a question of perspective. The pasuk says first by Yitzchak ben Arboyim Shona that Yitzchak was 40 years old when he married Rivka, and about it they waited 20 years, and it's first in the pasuk that he was 60 by Yitzchak ben Shishim Shona Beledesay. So that's about the first in the pesukim. But what's not the first in the pesukim is Rivka. Mitzadechad Rashi brings that Rivka was 3 years old. She was noilad by the Akedo when Yitzchak was 37, and therefore she was 3 years old by their marriage. Umas ve'toisis in Yevamis. In Daskenim, probably in Baba Basra, we spoke last week also, holds that Rivka was 14. Mishalol and Naira, we're going to ask the Naira Taisa, she was 14. It's come back to Machloikis. The Gemara says, if a person is married for 10 years without children, he's supposed to marry another wife. That's why Avraham Avinu, the Gemara runs out, he was 75 when he entered Eretz Yisrael. At the age of 85, realizing he still didn't have a child, he married Hagar and had Yishmael the next year at the age of 86. Which makes Yishmael 13 when Avram was 99 by the Bris. Frek the Gemara with the Yivamis. Why do you learn from Avram? What about Yitzchak? Yitzchak didn't marry someone else. He was even longer. Rashi says he waited 20 years. But the Emes is spreading that writing. He waited. Tosfos already asks over there. It depends. If you learn Rivka was 3, he didn't wait 20 years. The first few years she anyways can't have children. So you say, but it's still more than 10 years. That's the Gemara's kasha. But that's what Rashi says. Rashi Yivamis says Nailuf me Yitzchak. That shares 20. And Rashi Lashitasi learns Rivka was 3, so it's Takashver to Kasha. What's Nailuf Yitzchak 20 years? She was only 3? Toshis asked the Kasha and says 2 truths, and either she was 14, or Nailuf Yitzchak means more than 10. But Rashi Nivom says, Nailuf Yitzchak, that the shear of 2 you marry someone else is 20 years. Shver to Rashi. Also, Bechlau, there were other Makaris in Chazal that Rivka was 14. One of the Pshatim to work out the fact that, on the other hand, the Chazal say that she was born by the Akedah is that the Pshat is Avadi, she was already 11 years old, but at the time of Sarah's Petira by the Akedah, Sarah's Neshama went into Rivka, and she had a new Bechina of a Leda. That's what it means she was born then. She was 11 years old already, but she was Nisbas, they went Nisbasru, Shanol the Rivka. Why are they searching for a Shidduch if they went Nisbasru, Shanol the Rivka? That's a good Kasha. But Nisbasru, Shanol the Rivka. The Meshach Chochma says there's a Diyak like Rashi that she was really 3, because the Pasuk says, Tiakora he. Now he is she. Right? Who is he? and he is she, but bederech klal, he is with a yud. And here it says, ki akora he, hey vov aleph. It should say, hey yud aleph. Zot meshechochme, hey vov aleph is gematria 12. Ki akora he, she was only in gematria for 12 years, because cheshbening is that she was only 3 years old, like Rashi. So until I guess 11 he nems on, she's not able to anyways have children. So out of the 20 years of waiting, she was only in akora for 12 of the years. Ki akora he, that's why the gematria, it's spelled out, hey vov aleph, to be meramez, that she was only in akora for that amount of years. And now the davening, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misabel tfilosom, and then there's a marvel to gevorts from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonfeld. On one hand, they waited for 20 years. The shidduch went like that last week with Rivka and Yitzchok. And now they're waiting 20 years. On the other hand, Avram Avinu was nifter 5 years early, so he shouldn't see Esav go to Tarbus Ra. Knew when if Yaakov and Esav would be born 10, 15 years more, he would have been nifter that much earlier. And Umasa, had their tefillahs not been niskavel, yes, they would have been born that many 5 years later. But Avram Avinu would have lived another 5 years. You have to know when you're asking tefillahs. Again, it's the rhyme of the cheshbonis of Gilgal Neshamas here, but the tefillah that Vayyosar Hashem, and he answered them, and he was noilat, brought about 15 years later Avram's patira prematurely. That's more. That's what says in Chazal. But Cholik in their davening, Vayyeta Yitzchak Hashem Lanoich Achista Nemog. And Avram says in Hilchas Tefillah, I saw that Flo brings this. Amar Achista to Gemara and Brachis. Kol Mavakish Racham Al Chaveroi. You don't have to be Masker Shmoy. If you're being Mavakish Mavakish Racham Al Chaveroi, you know who the Chaver is. You don't have to mention the name. But the Magen Avraham brings from the Meril, it depends if you're davening the fun of or not the fun of. See, because Yitzchak over here didn't mention Rivka's name in the tefillah. So therefore it had to be L'noichach Ishtoi. He had to daven L'noichach Ishtoi, because that's the klal. When you're davening on a person, if it's B'faneho, you don't have to say the name. Shaloi B'faneho, you have to say the name. Here he was davening L'noichach, he didn't say the name. Why didn't he say the name? It's not klar, but I was thinking, after the Chiddush, it's not Pashit, you know, Sarai switched the name to Sarah. Maybe he wasn't sure if Rivka's name is also supposed to be switched. It's brought down an interesting thing though in the name of Rivka though. The Magal HaMukas, he writes, Rivka, if you spell out the letters, Reish, Beis, Kuf, you spell it out, Reish, Yud, Shin, Beis, Yud, Tov, you spell out the letters, and you spell out the Hey, 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 that's how you spell Hey. There's three ways to spell Hey. Hey, 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 Aleph, or Hey, Yud, but if you spell it out, Hey, Hey, and you spell out the letters, Rivka is 1,118. Now, 1,118 is a very interesting number. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Aleikeinu, Hashem Achad. Is 1118. 1118 is also 13 times Midas Elikim, 86, and it's also 43 times the Shem Hashem. And in a Yitz Tefillin, there's 42 times the name of Hashem, 21 in the Shel Yad, 21 in the Shel Roish, and a 43rd one when he puts on the Tefillin and it's Shem Hashem Nikrei Lecha. It's 1118. It says in the Brias HaOilom, Bereishis, Boroshis, is the Abish that created the world, the going rights with the first six letters. The first six letters, if you spell them out, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, 1118. Over there, about you have to do Hey, 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 Aleph, and Hey, Yud. And Vav, you have to also do all three ways to add up. And Bria Soilim, you need Aleph, Tzirufim. But there it comes out, 1118. Bezer Hashem, I want to not forget to invite the Gan Soilim, making a chasna for my daughter, Bezer Hashem, on Wednesday night. Everyone's invited in Shiras Yerushalayim. And the Chosan HaKala's name is Yeshaya Yishai V'Rochel Black, and that's 1,118. From the Sheva Brachos. Now, Zok the Megala Amukas, that was the Hakadoma. Zok the Megala Amukas. Reish Beis Kuf Hei is 1,118. But Rivka didn't know. Vatelech Lidroish Es Hashem. She went to check. She didn't know which shame she has. Because it's only if you spell Rivka with a Hey Hey does it work out. So Rashi says, where did she go? Mat Hei B'Soifa. What's at the end of her name? He doesn't know. She doesn't know. I mean, if Taka Bateo Zidrish, if her name works out Genoi to the Shema Yisrael, then Zichar, to Ali and Yonim, and it's Betzirif. Obviously, he didn't know which way it's spelled. Matehei Besoifa Zok Rashi. She went to check if it's Taka Oizkehalten to the Cheshbin. Now, Lamaisa, she has by Yisroitz Labon in the Kirva, by Toimerim Kein Lomad Anoichi. She doesn't realize in the beginning that she has twins, and she thinks it's one Meshigener that wants to go outside to the Beis Medrash, and Sai also to the other places. And then, of course, she passed by a Reform Shul, and both of them wanted to go out, and she didn't understand what happened, so she asked them what this is, so someone explained to her, so she understood already what it's about. She said, why do they have an Anoichi? I don't know if they have an Anoichi, but under the Zerem, they have an Anoichi. But the Maaser is a child like this. We know, this forum explained, that Avraham Avinu, since he came from Terach, the Emes had Psoilus. And that's why Avraham Avinu was Moilid Saya Yitzchok, but also a Yishmael. But the Yishmael, which is the psoilus that he has, doesn't come from Sarah. The psoilus, and by the way, Avraham Avinu was chesed. Psoilus gone bad. Chesed gone bad. The psoilus of chesed is Yishmael, is Zima. Yitzchak is Gevura, and his psoilus is Esav. And Esav is Gevura, is Ritzicha, and the psoilus of Gevura. Aber Ritz is saying, Lo nazeh anoichi. Avraham Avinu had psoilus, but it came from a different wife. Why by me, why is the psoilus also coming from me? And more than that, the going right that the MS, finally Yaakov doesn't have psoilus anymore, because Yaakov is mitosei shleima, and by him it's kuloi b'tara, and it's all yud-based shvatim, and that's why it's poskazu umosim, and they're ready for matan Torah. Then of course Teta Egel comes, and then you need it's a long story, the whole process of that. But the point is, it was supposed to be by matan Torah, the poskazu umosim. Rivka is saying, she thought already by her it's already up to that shlav. So she's saying, 1 second, if there's also psoilus still by me, lomazda anoichi, what's going to be by matan Torah? I thought we're getting ready for the process. And the Emma says yes, but it spreads one slav later. By Yaakov Avinu, it finally ends, and it's mitasi shlemi by Yaakov. Now when they're born, v'yodai oichezes ba'akev Esav. He's holding on to, Esav is holding on to Yaakov by the Okev. The Sfarim explained that this is representing Ikvasa de Meshicha. Ikvasa de Meshicha. Some say it means because we already hear the footsteps of Mashiach. There's a Zapshat. There's also a Pshat that it's Miloshin Okev. It's Mamash to heal the lowest part. It's the last dar. There's already a Yeridus Hadoiris. And it's telling Avek. This Indian of Ikvasa de Meshicha, the Mulchama that Yaakov and Esav had. The Me'imam is about the representative of all the way, the process, all the history, and finally the Biyada Yechezes Ba'kev Esav is that last stand when he's trying to chafas, the Esav is trying to chafas, he's chafas by the lowest Nakudis, by the Shverster Nakudis. This is a Tunkel, a Bezunderish Tunkelkite from the Golas, and that's where he's getting us. Stay vital by Yigdalu Hana'orim. So Rashi says, we mentioned the idea already, called Mancho Yuftanim. Loi hoyu mikoran de maseim, the ain of the medactic for him mativom. But kivin shenasu b'nei shloishes rei, zeh pirish l'bat the medrash, zeh pirish l'bat the zorah. When they became by mitzvah, each one separated his ways. So I heard a meridik akasha from Rav Michal Zilber. We know that Chazal Chazal say that Avraham Avinu was nifter 5 years early. He was supposed to live 180. Yaakov Yitzchok did live 180. Yaakov lost 33 years. That's a separate chesed. But Avraham Avinu, b'shoyrish the obvious, was supposed to live 180. Avraham Avinu lost 5 years not to see Esav go to Tar B'Sro. Now, l'fi the Cheshbin, Yitzchak was born to Avraham when he was 100, and Yitzchak is 60 when he gives birth to them, so they were 15 when Avraham was Nifter. L'chor, it says here in Rashi that they went to Tar B'Sro already at 13. Kishvay Yigdulu on Aram is 13. Zakr Michal Zilber, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Ben Chamesh Lemikra, Ben Eser Lemishnah, Ben Shloish Esrei Lemitzvis. Ben Chameshes for the Gemara. He says like this. He says Ben Shloishes Rei Esav went to Tar B'Sro, but Ben Shloishes Rei he could still fake it. Eich Ma'asun Es Hamelach. Chameshes is the Gemara. You can't fake the Yezeda. Yezeda Avram is going to give you Faher on the Gemara. Or the Veis the Blat Gemara. Or the Veis Mishne Blat Gemara. There Avram right away would have the Agvas Nefesh. By Bnei Chameshes Rei, Avad the Bnei Shloishes Rei he went already to Tar B'Sro, but Avram wouldn't know from it. But the Ben Chameshes Rei there is already the Vayigdalu Ana Orim. Now we have here the Maaseh Taka, the Ptira of Avraham Avinu, and Yaakov is preparing the Adoshim for the Sudas Avelus, and Esav is going with Tar B'Sro, and it says in the Gemara, Bavad Basra da Pezayin, Chamesh Averis, Oberoi Se Rosh, Oboi Se Yoin, Bol Nar Meirosa, Ritzicha, Koifer Be'ikar, Mamash Allah, Gevaldik, Gefer Lech Averis, and he comes back, of course, and he says, Ki Oyef Anoichi, Haliteini Nom, and Ha'odem, Ha'odem Hazeh. There's a Prima Godin, in Hilchas Pesach, that writes that this story, the Emes, happened on Erev Pesach, and the Mechiras Bechoyra Hestis happened on Erev Pesach, the Mechiras Bechoyra, because that's the confrontation here. Yaakov is saying, Esav is saying Alitani, and Yaakov says, listen, we'll make a sale. It says that Esav was one of the Averis he did was Boyal Arusasa. He explains the Prima Godin B'derech Drush, not literally Boyal Arusasa, but it was Erev Pesach. And on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat matzah. Kol ha'oichel matzah be'erev Pesach, K'ilu bayil arusase v'deis chama. The Yerushalmi Tosis brings it in the 10th parak of Sofa. And it says Yaakov nosan le'esav lechem unizid adoshim. Lechem is matzah. Why there wasn't chametz? Bal yiroah. It's already after chatzos. Lechem is matzah, and he gave Esav to eat the matzah.
Why?
The favor. Yeah, good cash. Oh, but zok the prima god hit. Zok the prima god, and that's what it means. Esav ate the matzah. And that's what the Gemara says in Baba Basra. He was boil arusah, means he was boil arusah soy the chomet. He was over the isser of eating the matzah. Now lechayra the adoshim is also kidneys. So lechayra the only teret I could think of is that maybe to say a chiddush that maybe zara tzuritzim. But I was thinking maybe to say a chiddush that maybe the minig of kidneys only starts by night. Maybe there's no minig of kidneys. I don't know if the isser of kidneys is noig. The turn to if the minig is only during the shiva yomim when the chomet is chorus, the gzeir of kidneys. So there's even a meaning of kidneys on Erev Pesach. But upon him, he was nitfas on the achilas matzah on the boil arusah. Now the choice in Siman Reisha in Ches asks Yaakov Avinu was offering mechro kayoynes b'chayros chali mechiras habechayra frek the choice. It's a dover shaloi v'lo oylam. How could you sell the b'chayra? It's a dover shaloi v'lo oylam. Now this choice b'emes in three places the choice brings this yisoy. From the Rivosh, that koy the matan Torah there was no problem of davar shaloi b'loilam, and this is one of the three places. And he brings this Rivosh that koy the matan Torah there's no chesar of davar shaloi b'loilam. But he says koy the matan Torah tnai hisna kodesh baruch ha'maisa bereshis. There's no before, there's no after, there's no during. Everything is at a standstill. We're waiting to see what's going to happen. Everything's on a freeze. There's no pen zayin says out there. But the Ksois himself doesn't go with this teretz of the Rivosh. He says a different shot. He says that over here, Esav was nostalgic from the Bechayra, and the Ksois is Mechadis. That's what the shtickle was about, by the way, in Reisha and Ches. It's not a sefer on Chumash, the Ksois, it's on Choish and Mishpat. And over there, in Reisha and Ches, the Ksois wants to be Mechadis. That Siluk on Dover Shloiba and does. Where Pais says the Darga of Kavona of Gemir's Das, he needs the Siluk is less. Even a Loiba Loilam to Gemir's Das works for Siluk. Esav was nostalgic from the Bechayra, and Mele Yaakov was coined. That's the Ksois' Mal. So the Rivash is Mal, because it was coined the Matan Torah. The Ksois says, because Siluk is moilam, davar shloibel oilam. The Maram Shif in the back of Baba Kama says a different shot. He says, Yaakov asks Esav, he shovali. Why was it necessary a shvuah? He brings rayas that it's mavur in the poskim that when you make a shvuah for the kinyan, it's able to be chal on davar shloibel oilam. Vayistesh the shvuah lakes to an element of Gemir's das that it's easier for it to be chal. So Esav answers back, Hine anoichi ha'ilech lomus. V'lomus ali b'chayra. What does it mean, Hine anoichi ha'ilech lomus? So Rashi says, one shot, my Bechayr is going to die, because anyways it's going to go to the Kehanim, like figuratively. Anyways, the Bechayr is eventually going to go to the Kehanim. And the more simple shot, Rashi brings, not also I was going to address him, and he hoich halomus, if I'm going to get the Bechayr, what about Prue Roy, Shtuye Yayin, there's a lot of Chiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, there's a lot of Lechayr, the more Pashtanim, the Rashbam, the Daskenim brings the most simpler shot, you know, I'm dying over here from hunger. If you don't give me the food in 5 minutes, I'm going to die. I don't know. They don't say that's a different shot. That's much was said. That's a Gora Pashtim shot. They say the Rashbam and the Askenim say, because Asa says, I'm a hunter. I live very dangerously. Who knows? Maybe next week I'm going to get attacked by a wild animal. So, ani hoyimich lomas. Lomas ali b'char. But I was thinking, Gora Pashtim. Give me the adoshim. I'm dying. The Dosh Brachai. The kid they didn't eat in 2 hours. I'm dying of hunger. I didn't see someone at first says that upshot. I'm a push upshot. I'm dying of hunger. Give me the adoshim. To make a very long story, very short, to make the story short, is a story that I heard from Reb Chaim Oizer Budzinski. The Maisa goes like this. There was a few Bokhrim that went spatzering in the forest one day during Ben Azmanin, and they were far away into the forest, and they were very, very hungry. They were dying of hunger. And they didn't have anything to eat, and they finally came to a little cottage that there was an old lady there that was making blinches, and they asked her, please, that she give her the blinches. She says, no, listen, I live in the middle of the forest, till I went and got the milk and the dough and the this, and I prepared it. It's a big tirch for me. I'm out of water. I made it for myself for the next 2 days. They said, listen, well, mom is starving. She said, fine, but she told them a ridiculously high price. For 1,000 rubles, or so. They said, we don't have money. She said, fine, we'll come back tomorrow, you'll pay me. She said, fine. And they ate the, what's it called? She takes them to the entire, and they say, listen, we're willing to pay $1.99 for the blinch is what it's worth. We were oinous. This that we were mashabid to pay more was oinous. Are you chayiv? Hishtabdus, if the hishtabdus was ba'oinus, that's what they didn't tell her. They came to Reb Chaim Moiser, to pask in the didn't tell her. So Reb Chaim Moiser asked the woman, do you know Gemara? So she said, no. You know Rambam, Shnayis, and Yankiv? Chumash, the Chumash I know. I said, I'll bring you a raya from Chumash. I said, so Reb Chaim Moiser has a raya vice versa from all of these different things. I grabbed it with Zoicha. Last year I heard a shir from the Chevron Rosh Hashiva. Moshe Motzer Farbstein Shlita. He said a whole shiur on this topic. I don't know if it was Pasha told us even, but he said a whole shiur. It was in the winter topic. A whole shiur on this topic, Klal. It says, Ishtab this boinus, and he brought rayas from Shas and Poiskin. And I told him afterwards, Chava Maisa Shoye, that there's a raya from Chumishos. He brought all the other rayas. But Reb Chaim Moshe told the woman, he said, listen, Yaakov asks, Esav asks for the Adoshim. And what does it say? Yaakov gave him Lechem on his Adoshim. Why did he give him Lechem? Stam, so we should know the Prima Godin. Well, why did he give him Lech? Teres is Esav. Yaakov knew if he's going to give Esav just the Adoshim and sell the Bechayra, Esav is going to tie him afterwards. I was an oinus. The Mechir is not Chav. I was Meshtabit to sell you the Bechayra, but it was an oinus. So first Yaakov said, calm your hunger a little bit, have some bread. Now we'll make the Mechir with the Nizid Adoshim. It's the Chorai that there is a Ptur oinus. Kach Oye Hamayis. So, Asach under a sugi, so we'll move on. You have the Chafiris HaBe'eros. The Be'eros that Avram is digging, Nochem Al Yitzchak is digging. Grace and Yonam, and the Be'eros that Ramban says is going on the three Bate Mikdosh. You have the sugi of the Brochus. Yitzchak wants to give Brochus. And Yitzchak wants to give the brachas to Esav. Vavur tevarachecha nashi v'terem omas. He tells Esav, tzuda litzayit. Yitzchak wants to give the brachas to Esav. Rivka knows better. Yes. She wants to give to Yaakov, but Yitzchak wants to give the brachas to Esav. Rav Aaron, the Mishnah of Aaron, Rav Kogler, is mafarish that the mahalach of the vikuach between Yitzchak and Rivka is that Yitzchak wanted there should be a metzias of Yisachar's woman. Yitzchak understood. He wasn't so angered with the Eich Ma'asim and Samelach that Esav is the Tzaddik and Yaakov not. Aber Fakert, he knew that Yaakov is Tom Yeshev Eholim, and the Seder at Vorim is that there's a Metzias, a Seder called Yisachar Zvulin. There is, in the next door by Yaakov Mitosei Shlema, a Chelik of the Tzur of the Shvatim is Yisachar Zvulin, and that's a whole separate Sugya. Aber Yitzchok wanted to Shtelevek already by Esav. Esav is Sholoim, Sholoim in the Gashmias Gor, and therefore it's Fakert. V'hitelacha, going to be the spitz woman. And this was the vikuach. Rivka said no. We don't want that Yaakov Avinu should be oiske spitz by someone who's going to be so connected. This was the vikuach. This was Harchav was in a scoffer question. Do you take money from for yeshivas from people that the emes are not roya ba'ayin? Ayin ba'ayin in the hashkof and the that was the vikuach, and that's why Yitzchak wants to give the brachas to Esav. Now the Maaseh Chazal and Mavur, there's a little bit of a spira. On one hand, there are Makayrus the Zoyers Mavur that this was Rosh Hashanah. There are a lot of Midrashim that says it was Leil Pesach, and that's why Yaakov Avinu was bringing him a Shnei Gedoyizim Korban Pesach, Korban Chagiga. The Shem Yishmuel already explains it's possible that it's Rosh Hashanah and it's Pesach. Koydama and Torah, it's not a spira, I don't know what that means. But Koydama and Torah, it could also be, there's another medrash that it was Yom Kippur, the Shnei Gedoy Yizim is the Sor al Hashem and the Sor al Azazel. And he explains, it's not a spira, it's a little bit of this, it's a little bit of that. But the mice is like this, he gives the brachas, and then Esav comes in, and Yitzchak gets mamash apachat, Vayoymer bo achicha b'mirmo, v'yikach b'rchasech. What's the mirma? The Chidor writes, the mirma is gematria afikoyim. Afikoyim. The mirma is gematria afikoyim. He says that Yaakov Avinu gave Yitzchok, after he made him the suda of the Korban Pesach, he gave him to eat afikoyim. Because Yaakov knew that if you're talking that Esav is going to come in with very delicious foods, and maybe Yitzchok is going to also eat from him and also give him a bracha. To prevent that, Bo achicha b'mirma, bo achicha mikoil, bo achicha b'mirma. He gave me very afikoyim. Ayin Ibn Ezra. Last thing. The Shaila is like this. It's brought down that he gave him a bracha mital ha-shamayim, because on the first day of Pesach you give a bracha on tal, and the emphasis is a steer in midrashim. If you're supposed to understand that the bracha here was at Leil Pesach, it was at night. Laila kayoim yoyir efshir, or was it already biyoim? The Rama Kurs in the Medrash says this was already the first day of Pesach. So if it's the first day of Pesach, what's with the chidah? Gave him a pikoyim. The Ma'aser is a minute brought down in the Kolboy that on the day of Pesach also, after you finish the Suda, to eat a tezayis, and you say this is the afikoyman, and then you don't eat after the afikoyman by day also. This is not to be mistaken with a mistake that people think that maybe in chutzlot when you keep 2 days, so you should be mamayit b'achilas matzah on the first day because of kol aboy oichol matzah bereb Pesach ki l'boy la'rusosa. Ich weiß nicht was ist der Pshar and Sveik the Yoyma, but it was already in a suah last night. It's not choyzer v'neyar that is Isser of boy la'rusosa to eat matzah on Yom Tov Rishon. Maybe la'achal l'tayov, and you're supposed to stop eating a little earlier, all things. Of a bazundera not eating matzah, shver tzegloimen that is kilu boi la'rusos le'noch dinasun. Over you have here another minyan. Als afikoimen, this would be a makor to the kolboy, this minig of people that's brought down in some of the later paiskin, the early achroinim, there's an inyan, a minig to also not eat after afikoimen b'yoyim, because that's what happened over here. The ba'achich of the mirma was the mirma is the gematria afikoyman that he shouldn't eat any more afterwards. Now, another thing that happens is he gives him yayin also. Rav Tzadik writes, what's the yayin? The yayin is the arba koisis. But Yitzchak didn't ask for the arba koisis because Yitzchak is Teresh B'Ksav and he's asking for the matzah and the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yaakov, the representative of Teresh B'Alpeh, also initiated the Vayovil Yayin Vayesh. He brought him in also the Yayin. Now there's a shtickle of a Shakla Vataria. When Esa finally does come in, the first thing is Yitzchak says, so who was here before that I already gave him all the brachas, Gam Baruch Yeh? So Esa starts getting upset and he says, oh, this is the second time he did this to me. He already, he stole my bechor, and now he stole my brachas, both of which happened on Erev Pesach b'cheshbon. By Yan Yitzchak, after the Esav complains about the mechiras bechorah, which happened some 60 years earlier, by Yoyim le'Esav v'hein gvir samtiv lach. What's going to be? I told him he's going to be the older brother. He's going to be the gvir. He's going to be on top of him. Says the Chasam Sofer, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that a person has to be mechayev. The mechabed is ach agodol. The vav is l'rabbis achagodol. The Gemara in Ksubas Daf Kuf Gimel. Zokta Chasim Seifer. Esav is the achagodol, and then it says the shaila the poiskim. Now you mechuyev to be mechayev the achagodol even if he's a Russia. Ad kedekach the shaila and the Ramah. I had a deal this morning. I was checking. The Ramah says that even if the achakoton is yoyser talmud chacham, then the godol still is a chiyev. But it's mashma only because they're both Talmud Chacham, then he's Yoyser Talmud Chacham. But if the Kotan Talmud Chacham and the Godel B'chlal is, ich weiß, stop and boy this line over there. There's a nidin there in the Poiskim, and Simon Reish Men, and Yeruday, help us keep it out. But assuming that Esav is the Acha Godel, and assuming that there is a Chiv to be Mechab the Acha Godel, so what happened is like this. When Esav first came in and said that, yeah, someone else have the brachas already, so Yitzchak caught on right away. But he says like this, he tells Esav in the beginning, he says, listen, there's a Sugin Baba Basra, Kni Atva Chamor. Which means if someone makes a chalois kinyan, a chalik of a kin tichal, is it mavat of the whole kinyan or a chalik of it is chal? So Yitzchak says to himself, listen, this that I gave this first unknown person the bracha, that he's going to be the bechor, that he's going to be the gadol, that certainly can't be true. Because the metzias, Esav is the older brother, Esav is the achagadol, he's older. I maybe all the brachas should be in this battle? Teretz is gam Yitzchak felt in a shemayim that this is wrong, he understood already, gam barachiyah, the bracha should do. But then when Esav starts correcting and saying, I sold him the Bechayra, so then Yitzchak then retorts, oh, I bazoi, then he already got everything. I gave him everything. I made him the Achagodol. Yitzchak originally thought that can't be, because you can't go against the Torah, that the din is Achagodol, that's the Mechabit, Esav is the Achagodol. But if he bought the Bechayra, I don't know what that means, but buying the Bechayra also makes him into the Achagodol. That's the Shaka Vatari that happens. Now, the Emes is the Shaila, the Gabi, this Chiv of the Achagodol, is it only Is it only by the oldest brother, only by a b'char or b'chlal, any older sibling than you? It's a whole shayla on the achronim. But here we see a Muslim that by buying the b'chayra, it makes you also into that darga that now Yaakov is the one that kumtem the covet of the gadol. I had a shayla, Yaakov and Esav are twins. I was mesupik. Ask someone, if you have twins that were born a few minutes apart, of course, but it worked out that one was born on Chav Tes Adar Aleph, and the other one was born in the beginning of Adar Beis. And we know the Cheshbon comes out, when the Bar Mitzvah comes out on a regular year, the younger brother, I mean, the one that was entered this world at a later time, is a Gadol. He's a Gadol. And the other one's a Katan. Is the Rechiv Acha Gadol, that a Gadol should be Mechabed, his older brother who's a Katan? And then I started thinking, why Dafka the year of the Bar Mitzvah? Is there any significance to the fact that every year when this happens, let's make one of them a Bechor, so just to keep it easy. I mean, he is the Bechor. Yeah. The Bechor is only 17 years old, and his younger brother is already 18. Is there any significance to that, to a Yom Huledet? On Bar Mitzvah, I'm clearing it, presumably because of Godol. I don't know. That's a fregin. What's the Gedorim of this Nekud of Acha Godol? But I was thinking, it was Negei last week's Parsha. It says in the end of last week's parsha, "Vayikbru oisa Yitzchok Yishmol Bonov." Yitzchok and Yishmol buried Avram, and Rashi says, "Mikan she'os Yishmol tshuva." What's Pasha Pshat? What's the right that Yishmol did tshuva? He let Yitzchok go first, and he's the older brother. And where's the tshuva? Pashit, you learned that he respected the fact that Yitzchok is because he's the more choshev. Is that the din taka by Ach Gadol? The Meshech Chochma learns that wasn't even the pshat over there. He says a different pshat. The Yikr Roisa Yitzchak, and Yishmol Bonov comes back to the beginning of this year. We know that the Litzoni Ador was saying the Avimelech Nesaber Sona, and it says that Yishmoel was Mitzachik, and that's why Sora wanted to send him away. Rashi learns over there Mitzachik Avoy Dezora, but the Sephorna, the Meshech Chochma brings, the Sephorna says Mitzachik is that Esav was together with those Litzonim that were saying. Nice of Yishmael. We went last week. Yishmael was from the Litzonim that was saying, "Mavimelech Nesaber Sora." So, and that's not Stam Zayfik Tegiyah. That was the Mitzachik. That was the Siba why Sora was sending him away. Sora was upset. What was Yishmael's Avera? That he was Mitzachik. That he was undermining the Etzem fact that Yitzchak is the son of Avram. And that's why he was sent away. So, Mikan she Yishmael asa tshuva. Because Vayitpru oisa Yitzchak Yishmael Bonav. Not so much because he was Machab Yitzchak to go first. Then maybe as Ach Gadol, Tam Chacham, maybe that's the Gedorim anyways. Or that he Bechlal was reckoning that Yitzchak belongs by this Levaya. According to the Litzonim, Yitzchak doesn't belong by this Levaya. That was the tshuva. So then it doesn't have to do with the Ach. Hagadol refers, one last thing, the Pasuk says that he sends him away to do a Shidduch to Lavan Achi Rivka. The Pasuk says, Eim Yaakov Be'esav. So Rashi, Eim Yaakov Be'esav, Ein Yodeya Ma'amalam Deni. What's, I don't know, now when you learn Shmai Mikravecha Targum, and according to a lot of the poskim, you're supposed to learn Rashi also, you have to learn this Rashi also, it's a Rashi. Rashi says, Eini Yedeya Ma'am Deini. So I heard once a pshat, because we already mentioned this idea that the children look like the Achia Ein. So now we're sending to Lavan, and you're trying to figure out what Lavan is about. You really want to know who Lavan is. You could always check if Lovin's sister married someone, Rivka, and they had kids. You can check those kids, because those kids are supposed to be like Lovin. But who are these kids? Yaakov ve'Esav. So the pasuk saying it's Ein Yaakov ve'Esav. Like Rashi, Ein Yedeya Ma'amalam Deini. I don't know. This if I would try. Yaakov is going after Lovin. He wants to know where does his Lovin? Yeah. So but Rashi says don't try to figure it out through a backwards Yibdak Bachea on the nephews. Ein Yedeya Ma'amalam Deini. Because over here there's a Yaakov and Esav. Good.